The conference moves to a close. But Ellen White's work was not done. There were yet 6 days of the session. On Thursday morning at 9 o'clock she spoke to the students at the college. At the sermon hour on Friday morning, Elder W.W. Prescott gave a report on the work in England. She followed with an extended appeal for the work in London, on the continent, and in large American cities such as New York. On Sabbath, April 20th, she spoke again in the tabernacle, presumably at the morning worship hour. Her subject was His wonderful love. The sermon closed with the words, "At the last great day, if our characters are in harmony with the character of God, we shall be caught up to heaven to see the King in His beauty, there to sing the praise of our Creator through the ceaseless ages of eternity." It was a busy and momentous time. Ellen White was weary. But she spoke again on Monday, April 22nd, presenting instruction regarding schoolwork. What a triumphant general conference session it had been. How her heart was buoyed up with the thought of the hearty response to the messages that had been given. But in some lines there was no response. This was particularly in regard to the attitudes of some who were leading out in institutional interests, the publishing house and the sanitarium. How different the story of 1902, with its Battle Creek fires, first the sanitarium and then the Review and Herald, would have been if all had heartily responded to the appeal for a consecrated work. How different if Dr. Kellogg had not resisted the appeals made. Ellen White was to write and speak of this on several later occasions. The chapter What Might Have Been, published in Testimonies, Volume 8, was one such, although Dr. Kellogg is not mentioned by name. The farewell service was held at 3 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. Many of the workers spoke. One who pressed in early was J.N. Loughborough, who was present when the General Conference was first organized in a 3-day session in 1863. He observed, "When we have heeded the light that He, God, has given, the cause has gone straight every time, and the difficulties in the way have been when we have not strictly heeded the instruction that God has given. I thank God for what I have seen here in this work of reorganization during this conference." Ellen White spoke at length at this meeting. Among other remarks, she observed, "Wrongs, serious wrongs, have been committed in Battle Creek. I did not know how we would get along at this meeting. The Lord gave me instruction regarding this. I was referred to an incident in the life of the prophet Elisha." She recounted the appearance of the angels at Dothan, and then continued, "God presented this to me, and I did not know what it meant. I did not understand it. I pondered over it, and then, as the lesson was fulfilled, I began to grasp its meaning. I do not know that I would ever have seen the significance had it not been fulfilled right here." Who do you suppose has been among us since this conference began? Who has kept away the objectionable features that generally appear in such a meeting? Who has walked up and down the aisles of this tabernacle? The God of heaven and His angels. And they did not come here to tear you in pieces, but to give you right and peaceable minds. They have been among us to work the works of God, to keep back the powers of darkness, that the work God designed should be done should not be hindered. The angels of God have been working among us. We have been trying to organize the work on right lines. The Lord has sent His angels to minister unto us who are heirs of salvation, telling us how to carry the work forward. I was never more astonished in my life than at the turn things have taken at this meeting. This is not our work. God has brought it about. Instruction regarding this was presented to me, but until the sum was worked out at this meeting, I could not comprehend this instruction. God's angels have been walking up and down in this congregation. I want every one of you to remember this, and I want you to remember also that God has said that He will heal the wounds of His people. Press together, press together. Let us be united in Christ. By supper time it was clear that more time was needed, so an evening meeting was arranged and the testimonies continued. In his closing remarks, the newly chosen leader of the church's worldwide work, A. G. Daniels said. God has answered the thousands of prayers that have gone up to him during the past 6 months, that this might be a conference of peace. God has answered those prayers in a signal manner. Praise his holy name. I sincerely pray that this harmony and union may continue forever. And so the Great General Conference session of 1901 came to a close as the tabernacle clock struck the hour of 10, April 23.